sitcom catchphrase Game Show Nation. Television soon defied explanation. As the situation took to such a degree that eventually we all heard about cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, that your average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. Eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock is watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really, was eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. I got to talk in blues. So simple at first, it was hard to foresee the impending collision with reality. But it soon seemed TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't floored, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after another, we pretended not to act as we hurtled ever forward towards alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon, an old man with a comb over had sold us some more. We stayed tuned in, now here we are. Reality killed by a reality star. I got to talking blues.
Digging. Show.
Enjoy our freedom.
Smirnoff Ice.
I was in a lobby once in Minneapolis, and in fact, there was a whole hotel on top of it as well. And I was in the lobby, and it was icy outside. There were people with ice picks, and they were just hauling themselves along the surface, like they do when they turn the screen horizontally. And they were inching their way along Nicollet Mall, and there was a howling blizzard. And inside, there was just this Muzak playing in the lobby, and I had a hangover, and I was carrying a meat cleaver, and I went up to the desk, and I said, could you turn the Muzak down, please? And they said, I'm sorry, sir, we can't. And I said, I took my cleaver out, and I said, why not? And they said, because it's pleasing.
enough ice.
Many other weary and the lonely
You're gonna wish they hadn't done the things that they had. How you gonna feel about the things you say
on that judgment day?
Everybody's gonna have a little glory. Everybody's gonna be singing a story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah. Everybody's making you come in the morning. Daddy, get you ready, come give you glory. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Listen here, my sister, we're not leaving you out. You may not be a preacher, but you sing in town. So what's the use to worry if you've been redeemed? Cause heaven's even better than a miser dream. Think about the trouble you could save some soul. Tell them what to do to reach the shining goal. Surely you can show them how to find the light.
Make the whole thing right.
Everybody's gonna have a little glory. Everybody's gonna be singing their story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time out there. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Brother, then you reckon he's coming in the morning. And what's been come to you, darling? Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time out there.
When the tribulation seems to darken the way, that's the time to get on your knees and pray. Everybody's gonna have his troubles too. You gotta be so careful about the things you do. Now we're going down the valley, going one by one. Gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. When we get to heaven and the promised land,
then we'll understand.
Everybody's gonna have a little glory. Everybody's gonna be singing their story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time, but then I'm a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get you ready, come give me a bone. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time, a
wonderful time.
Now get your Holy Bible in the back of the book. In the book of Revelation, that's the place you must look. If you understand it and you can't even try, Jesus is the coming from the throne on high. Many are the weary and alone and sad. The only wish they haven't done the things they had. How you gonna feel about the things he'll say
on that judgment day?
Everybody's gonna have a little glory. Everybody's gonna be singing their story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Glory, hallelujah. Coming in the morning. Daddy, it's ready for the day. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security, for deporting criminal illegal immigrants and for putting America first. President Trump has a clear message for those that are in our country illegally.
That's why dogs get credit cards.
Leave now. If you don't, we will find you and we will deport you. You will never return. For too long, weak politicians left our borders wide open. They flooded our communities with drugs, saying human trafficking. President Donald J. Trump, they put American lives at risk. Well, those days are over. If you leave now, you may have an opportunity to return.
I think we should put it down.
And live the American dream. But understand this. Under President Trump, America's borders are closed. Follow the law, and you'll find consequences. Break it, and you'll find opportunity. The choice is yours. America welcomes those who respect our lives.
Animals are the enemy.
Because a strong nation is a
everything was you are not having me to the core.
What killed the dinosaurs?
The blood ice age.
They're coming out of the ice. Oh, I see great space. If there are those feet, you are free. And be no more of your frozen hands.
The icy doom will
plummet back to Gotham. So freeze well. Stay cool. Good boy. Can you be cold, Batman?
This is the worst programming ever.
Smirnoff Ice, alternative and guy.
Did you understand that?
Smirnoff Ice, Smirnoff guy. Mention Smirnoff Ice, I appreciate it. Smirnoff Ice, Smirnoff Ice.
Line jamming.
Me. You try Smirnoff Ice, regional sales director of Smirnoff Ice, try tri-state area.
I don't believe it.
Okay, so,
right.
We're willing to give you some Smirnoff Ice, send it over to your station. We can talk to my people over here at Smirnoff Ice. We can work out an arrangement where we, you know, do some sort of giveaway.
Well,
What do you mean, like a promotional thing?
Some sort of promotional thing. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, see, look, that, my point is I'm going to send you Smirnoff Ice. That's not my point. My point is I'm going to send you the Smirnoff Ice. For mentioning Smirnoff Ice so that you know, we acknowledge that you mentioned Smirnoff Ice. I can send you a truckload of Smirnoff Ice and you can do what you want with it.
Well, how much are you going to send us?
How much do you want?
10 cases?
10 cases. I love it. That's a lot of Smirnoff Ice. All right, well then 10 cases. Well, let me put it this way. As much Smirnoff Ice as you want, you're going to get. What I can do for you is I can send 10 cases of Smirnoff Ice over to your station, and then you can do what you want with it. Smirnoff Ice. Smirnoff Ice is a great product. It's a great drink. If you don't know anything about Smirnoff Ice, you're going to find out when you drink it, because Smirnoff Ice is a great drink. So I'm giving you some Smirnoff Ice.
So you're going to send over some cases?
I'm going to send you over 10 cases of Smirnoff Ice. You know, I'm not necessarily authorized by my company to make calls and give away Smirnoff Ice, but, you know, look, we could have a Smirnoff Ice. You could set up some sort of campaign for Smirnoff Ice. We could potentially sponsor your show.
So I look forward to getting the Smirnoff Ice, mate, you know.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not here to sell Smirnoff Ice per se.
Even though you mentioned it.
No. Like what I said is, you mentioned it first. What I said is we took your mention of Smirnoff Ice. I mean, I don't mean to be redundant, but that's what I keep saying.
Okay, well, you're welcome.
Yeah. A billion options for Smirnoff Ice. You've never tried this product.
I don't believe so, no.
Been to a bar lately?
Uh-huh.
Did you order a Smirnoff Ice? Have you ever ordered
it? No, I didn't.
Okay.
Why, what's the best way to, you know, how do you drink your Smirnoff Ice?
Well, you know what? I don't drink a hell of a lot of Smirnoff Ice, even though I get it for free, quite frankly.
Sure.
Smirnoff Ice is great on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something else. Smirnoff Ice is great with other things, too. There's a Smirnoff Ice. What we're doing right now, though, is we're trying to develop ways in which we can market Smirnoff Ice.
Okay.
All right. It's Smirnoff Ice is bottled, just like your beer. I'm not... Granted, I work for Smirnoff Ice. The Zima's not great. It leaves a bad aftertaste. Smirnoff Ice does not.
Okay.
All right. Now, you can have a Smirnoff Ice on its own, cold. Take it out of your fridge. Pop open the top, drink a Smirnoff Ice. Great. Go to a bar, order a Smirnoff Ice. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pop the top, pour it in a glass, drink it, it's great. It's refreshing, it's great. Alright?
Okay.
That's not the only way you can drink Smirnoff Ice.
Alright.
Alright? My point is, Smirnoff Ice, unlike a lot of these other products that are like Smirnoff Ice, like the Zimas, and the other bottled liquor soda-ish combinations, they're not that good with other products. Smirnoff Ice is.
Okay.
All right, like, you could go to a bar and order a Smirnoff Ice Orange Sunrise.
And what is that?
Now, a Smirnoff Ice Orange Sunrise is Smirnoff Ice and OJ. Delicious.
Okay.
Try that with Zima, not so good.
Okay.
Don't get me off on a rant, though. But what I'm saying is that Smirnoff Ice is not, it's great on its own, but it's also good with other things, with other ingredients. And that's the beauty of Smirnoff Ice. It seems like a self-contained package, but it's not. So it's a little more complicated than the other beverages.
Hey, how many times a day do you think you say the phrase Smirnoff Ice?
I say it a lot. There's no question about that, and that's definitely because I work with Smirnoff. And I don't... Look, you're obviously clever, and you pick that out. That's fine.
Ah. got to have some education. You got to know about your demonstration. Living in America. No damn fools live in America unless you're on a court in a penitentiary. I've seen everything that shouldn't have been happening here. You better be ready.
A change is gonna come.
And someday,
a change is gonna come.
What you gonna do?
A change is gonna come.
You know what? I've been here for 47 years, and it ain't been no fun. But what else can I run? Look out for yourself, my brother. I got nothing against my husband, but if I had to choose, it would be America. You heard what I said. It would be
we'll be right back. Sierra. What about for me? I've been terrorized all my days. I'm all my days. Had to eat out the watermelon patch. And you know they put me in a shack. Stole my name. Left me in chains. You know they hung me from the tallest oak tree. They cast a raid on me. Everything I want to know. You talk about terror. I say you talk about terror. People have been terrorized all my days. Had to plot and muse. Around and call me a fool. Couldn't go to school. Had to plow that old mule. Now you talk about terror. I say you talk about terror. People have been terrorized. All my
I don't mean to be bold. love the way she twitched your arm. But she ain't not a witch, and I love the way she twitched your arm. I'm a labor of love in my present girl's arm. But she's faster than most, and she lives on the coast, But she's faster than most, and she lives on the coast, I'm a two-penny prince, and I give her hot love, Chitty-lally one. Yeah.
Your daughter, you should talk to your daughter.